And no matter what's going on, and there is a lot, you have to eat. And during the pandemic, more Americans decided to grow their own food. So now, what to do with it? Q, here and now resident chef and longtime vegetable gardener Kathy Gunst, who says make your produce or your store-bought veggies the star, not a minor player. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Robin.
And so, you know, more people do have gardens, but you have more reasons for thinking of what you call veggie-forward meals.
Yeah, I mean, we're entering the summer growing season. We're starting to see vegetables locally grown by small farmers at farmers market. And I say embrace that. We are also seeing reports about the exploitation of meat plant workers, issues of safety, rising costs of meat, shortages. Mm-hmm. So if ever there were a time to pay attention to the fresh vegetables of the season and really not make them the side dish, but make them the center, this is it. Of course, yeah. Vegetarians and vegans have known this forever, but for many people who enjoy meat and fish and chicken, this is a time to really take a new look at vegetables and the place they occupy on your plate.
And beans and seeds and things. You have a recipe for lentils. Now, people stocked up a lot on dried lentils and dried beans, and I know a lot of my friends are like, so what do I do with this? You know, it made me feel good at the time. Give us a suggestion.
Yeah, so this is inspired by some Indian flavors. This is a lentil dish with tomatoes, ginger, garlic, coconut milk, and cilantro. Super easy. You boil the lentils, and then you saute some onion and garlic and lots of ginger. You add tomatoes, fresh or canned. Add these lentils, which can be brown, red, or yellow, and cook them up. And at the very end, you add some rich, creamy coconut milk and fresh cilantro. Super satisfying on white or brown rice. Very simple summer salad with it. And you have a beautiful lentil dish as your main course.
Oh, I'm going to go to herenow.org and get all of this. Tomatoes are also a part of your next dish. Roasted?
They are. So this is a Southern style grits. Grits are comfort food for many. For those who have never cooked them, they're quite easy to make. Grits are stone ground dried corn, and I use the grits as the base for late spring vegetables. You slow roast cherry tomatoes, like a very low oven for a while with olive oil, garlic, and herbs, and they turn into candy. They get super sweet. I steamed some asparagus and sauteed some fresh spinach with garlic, and I top these slow roasted cherry tomatoes, the steamed asparagus, and the sauteed spinach on top of the grits. Boy, that is delicious dinner. And you could top it with a fried egg. You could add radishes from your garden. You could add other cooked beans or roasted chickpeas, all kinds of ways to adapt this to whatever you have on hand or that you might be growing.
Yeah. Look, both of these dishes, we want to hasten to say, have milk and butter. So they're vegetarian, but since they have dairy, they're not vegan. How could you make them vegan?
Well, the lentil dish calls for ghee, which is like a clarified butter or butter. You certainly could use coconut oil or any kind of vegetable oil. And in the grits, the only thing is that it calls for milk, and you could simply substitute water or you could use a milk alternative. Super easy way to make those vegan.
By the way, ghee, is that easy to get?
It's not only easy to get, it's easy to make, and I give you a recipe for making it. You're really just cooking down some butter, taking off the milk solids off the top, and it keeps for over a month. Delicious. Very high cooking oil points so that you can cook it over high heat, much higher than regular butter. Delicious.
Okay. Look, I am so bored with broccoli. My broccoli. Give me something new. Broccoli.
Okay, this is really more about how you look at the broccoli. So most people cut the stem off, they separate the florets, they steam them, they stir fry them, they're bored like you. I call these broccoli trees with garlic. I keep the stem on and I cut them into long strips. So imagine you just take your knife from the stem, cut straight down, and you have all these little broccoli trees, and I steam them very lightly, and then I put them in a hot pan with garlic and olive oil till they're almost blackened, and just fabulous over toast, rice, grits, pasta, anything. A new way of looking at something very, very familiar.
Marvelous. And this is going to be familiar.
Here.
Yes, and I was going to say, we just got one. I want to get it in. Spanakopita, the Greek spinach pie.
Yes, which scares most people off because it's complex. I tried to really simplify it. You use frozen phyllo pastry. You use fresh spring spinach, some feta cheese, and I add fresh dill and cottage cheese. And it's actually very easy to work with this pastry and make something that you think you might only get in a great Greek restaurant.
Everything will be at herenow.org. Kathy, you're there in Maine. Tanya's in Los Angeles. I'm in Massachusetts. The worst part about this is that we can't all be together eating. But thank you so much. Here Now, resident chef Kathy Gunst.